Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 1, Winter 2024. Article Number 16. Modeling Regional Above-Ground Carbon Stock Dynamics Affected by Land Use and Land Cover Changes. Author, A.D. Malik Affiliation, Center for Environment and Sustainability Science, Universitas Pajajaran, Bandung, West Java, Indonesia. Author, MCW Arif Affiliation, Department of Fisheries, Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Science, Universitas Pajajaran, Sumedang, West Java, Indonesia. Author, S. Withaningsih Affiliation, Sustainability Science Master's Study Program, Graduate School, Universitas Pajajaran, West Java, Indonesia. Author P. Periksit Affiliation, Department of Biology, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, Universitas Pajajaran, Sumedang, West Java, Indonesia. Corresponding author, A.D. Malik. Abstract, Background and Objectives, Land Use and Land Cover Changes are affected by massive construction, urban expansion, and exploitative agricultural management. These pressures threaten the potential of above-ground carbon storage in Renkakalong District, West Java, Indonesia. In that massive construction and agricultural expansion are ongoing, it is critical to detect the potential changes in carbon stocks in the region. This study evaluated the impact of land use and land cover changes on above-ground carbon stock potential in Renkakalong District, West Java, Indonesia, by incorporating several ground-based carbon inventories into geographic information systems and remote sensing approaches. The spatiotemporal dynamics of the above-ground carbon stocks were assessed using integrated valuation of ecosystem services and trade-offs models. Methods: above-ground carbon stocks were estimated using the integrated approach of field inventory and geographic information systems. Land use and land cover changes were assessed from remotely sensed imagery data recorded in 2009 and 2021 using the maximum likelihood classification method in the geographic information as a collection of layers and other elements in a MAP 10.6 package. Tree height and diameter were collected within the purposively distributed plots with a size of 30-30 square meters. Vegetation biomass was assessed using an allometric equation, and above-ground carbon stock data were extrapolated to the landscape scale using a linear regression model of measured carbon stocks and the normalized difference vegetation index derived from recent satellite imagery. Findings: vegetated areas were predominant in 2009 and 2021. Vegetation covered 51% of the total area in 2009, increasing to 57% in 2021. Regarding agricultural area, mixed gardens and drylands decreased between 2009 and 2021. Meanwhile, paddy fields were the only agricultural land use to increase between 2009 and 2021. The bare land and built-up expansion related to the observed land clearing for the Sisumdawu Highway mainly came from the conversion of mixed gardens, paddy fields, and drylands. The results show that the land use and land cover changes in Renkakalong District have caused a reduction in above-ground carbon stocks by 11,096 tons between 2009 and 2021. The highest reduction in above-ground carbon stocks occurred in mixed gardens, while a slight increase in above-ground carbon stocks occurred in forests, shrubs, and paddy fields. The results highlight the contribution of mixed gardens to carbon storage as they are visually similar to forests in the structure and composition of vegetation. Conclusion: land use and land cover changes directly affected the above-ground carbon stock potential in Renkakalong District, indicated by an 11,096-ton reduction in the stocks. This shortage of carbon stock potential was mainly attributed to the massive reduction in mixed garden areas between 2009 and 2021 by 12%, which caused a significant decrease in above-ground carbon stocks. The application of the integrated valuation of ecosystem services and trade-offs model is efficient in analyzing the effect of land use and land cover change on above-ground carbon stock dynamics and can be widely used in environmental engineering studies involving remote sensing approaches. Keywords: ecosystem services, integrated valuation of ecosystem services and trade-offs, invest, landscape, Sequestration Spatial Model Vegetation. You can read full article at gjesm.net.